I believe one of the greatest lessons that Jesus wanted to teach His disciples and that He wants to teach us is that which is mentioned in John 15 verse 5. Without Me, you can do what? Nothing. Or let me put it another way. And listen to this. Everything that you do apart from Me, you will discover one day will amount to nothing. You may discover it only when Christ comes again. That all the things that you did apart from Christ ultimately was wood, hay and straw. It looked like a massive structure and impressed people. You can make paint wood to look like gold, but it's not real gold. The fire can't be fooled. It says when you put it in the fire, it's all burnt up. The Bible says in the final day there are many people whose life and work is going to be wood, hay and straw, which is going to be burnt up. But they will be saved. Do you know that? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3. It's talking about people who will go to heaven but who will have their entire life's work burnt up. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to go to just heaven when I die. I'll tell you honestly. I said that earlier. I want to follow Jesus Christ on earth before going to heaven. And it says here in 1 Corinthians 3:10. Okay, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 3:11. No man can lay a foundation except that which is laid in Jesus Christ. Good. You laid a foundation in Christ, you're born again. Fine. Now after that, it says, what are you going to build on this foundation? That means, how are you going to live your life every day? It's not just foundation. Jesus spoke about people who laid a foundation and after that did nothing. And said, people laughed at Him. What are you going to build on this foundation? Is it going to be, you have an option? Gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay and straw? It's very important to know. What is gold, silver, precious stones, and what is wood, hay and straw? Each man's work. Now it's not testing the foundation. Foundation is okay. What is built on it will become evident. Today it is not evident. Today you look at a lot of Christians and you think they're doing a great work for God. But that day, the fire, the day will show it, verse 13, because fire will reveal. How does fire test between wood and gold? It's what's inside. Wood painted to look like gold can fool a lot of people that it's gold, but it's not gold. The fire tests the inside, and the inside is just combustible, easily burnt. But gold is solid all the way to the inside. And you put gold into the fire, it comes out purer. You put wood into the fire, it comes out as ashes. You got to think about this, because this is actually going to happen. Remember this, when Christ comes back, you and I are going to be tested, not about our foundation, okay, we accepted Christ, but about our life's work. And the fire will test again, not the quantity. Remember I mentioned earlier, man looks for quantity, but the Lord looks for quality. The fire will not test the quantity. How huge is this wooden structure? I mean, if you're given $10,000, or let's say you're given $100,000, and you're asked to buy either wood or gold, can you imagine the amount of wood you can buy for $100,000? Or hay? Boy, that'll be huge. Are you going to buy gold and silver for $100,000? So little. But when you put it all in the fire, you know which is going to last. That's the point. Quantity, wood, hay and straw is massive that you can get for the same amount of money. And gold, silver and precious stones, very little. And so today those who compare mega churches with small little fellowships, they're impressed by the mega churches. I'm not. I finished with being impressed with these long, long ago after I started reading the Bible more carefully. And quality in a man's life, not the amount of work, not, you know, people boast, I've traveled to so many countries, I've preached to so many millions of people, means nothing. Let me tell you about a man called Jesus who traveled only in one country, Israel. And who at the end of his ministry had only 12 disciples. And after he spoke about the Holy Spirit, only 120 people. After all the thousands of people were healed, 120 people waited for the Holy Spirit. Would you say that was a great ministry? That is the most successful ministry the world has ever seen. It was gold, silver and precious stones. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In the final day, the quality of our work will be tested. And each man and woman, are you included there? Every person's work, verse 14, which he has built, if it remains, he'll receive a reward. Verse 13 will be tested, and then if a man's work remains, he'll receive a reward. Verse 14, that's one option. The option is work is burnt up. He will suffer loss, but he will be saved. And you say, that's all I'm interested in. Shame on you to call yourself a Christian and to say, all I'm interested in is to go to heaven, to be saved. I really believe you should hang your head in shame. And if you don't do it now, you'll hang your head in shame for all eternity in heaven. When you see the others around you who sacrificed their lives, who wouldn't say Caesar is Lord, but would say Jesus Christ is Lord, and were thrown to the lions in the early centuries of Christianity. I mean, one sentence would have saved them from the lions. They said, no, we say Jesus is Lord. And you stand next to him and you live to please men and to impress people and live for yourself and gain as much as you can in this world and go to heaven when you die. Imagine how you will feel when you stand next to such people who live totally for Christ. It's not enough to be saved. Imagine you stand there and the Christ has come and you're standing at his judgment seat right now and your whole life's work is being evaluated on a screen like here, projected on your screen right from the time you were born again. Everything you lived for, your motives, your thoughts, your attitudes to people, everything that you hid on earth, your private life, how you lived at home, your inner attitude to money and honor, everything gets displayed on that videotape. It's a special type of video that examines and displays your attitudes and motives. And you see it all. How will you feel? And you spend all your life giving an impression to people that you are a very wholehearted, sincere, godly Christian. And it becomes evident that day that you are living just for yourself. That even your ministry was so centered in yourself and the honor you got from it and how much you could boast about it, etc., etc., etc. It'll be burnt up. But you're saved. Tell me honestly, when you see your 40 years of your Christian life burnt up and you're saved, are you going to be happy? I won't be happy. I will not. When I discovered after 16 years of being born again that I wasn't living for God, I was living for myself, and I was in ministry, I said, Lord, I'm sick and tired of this. I don't want this life. I want to live the way the Bible teaches. I don't want a ministry that the world approves of. I want a ministry that you approve of. I want to show myself approved to God. And it doesn't matter if I get the disapproval of men.